How to be an integration manager. Learning from accountants. Integrations manager, technical lead, technical project manager. This role goes by many names. It's a position I've held and that many of my colleagues at Leesey via have also held for years. One of the ways we do it slightly differently is that we approach integration management in a way that breaks from the typical corporate top-down style. Traditional hierarchical methods often suggest one of two paths. Appease everyone. Soothe all stakeholders, go along with their demands, and hope that everything falls into place. Assert strict authority. Take charge, dictate tasks, and remind everyone who's boss. I found neither approach sustainable, especially when dealing with numerous teams, vendors on fixed price contracts, and strong-willed personalities who each have their own hill to die on. In the short term, shouting loudly may yield results, but it ultimately leaves you and everyone else burned out. Think like an accountant. The most effective long-term strategy I discovered is to act more like an accountant. Let me explain. Accountants have authority, but not their own. A good accountant commands respect, not because they threaten or bully, but because everyone recognizes they're there to help and protect the business. You wouldn't lie to them or ignore them because their effort will genuinely help you. They serve a larger purpose. Despite their authority, accountants are effectively servants to the organization's financial well-being. They clean up receipts, balance books, and ensure everything is in order. They facepalm when you make mistakes, but they roll up their sleeves and fix them anyway. They don't fight every battle. Accountants know how to focus on what matters. Ensuring the right information gets to the right place. An integration manager who works the same way, helping teams overcome hurdles rather than forcing them to comply, earns trust and cooperation. How this approach applies to integration management. Stay neutral, yet helpful. When you position yourself as a neutral servant to each team's delivery, they're more likely to talk with you because they know you're here to make their lives easier. You're not there to push your own agenda. You're the facilitator who ensures all the pieces fit together. Build trust, not resentment. If you rely on top-down pressure, you might get short-term compliance but not genuine collaboration. Teams will hide mistakes or resist input. If you build trust by showing you can clean up issues, like an accountant with a messy ledger, they'll be more willing to keep you in the loop. Give credit. One of the worst mistakes you can make as an integration manager is to claim other people's success for yourself. Pass credit to the teams that do the groundwork. Acknowledge their efforts publicly, and you'll gain their respect. Ironically, you'll also earn more recognition in the long run for not being a jerk. Maintain your sanity. Shouting at a dozen people all day is draining. Acting as the calm, reliable, and solutions-orientated go-between can save your energy and keep your morale high, even in the face of challenging projects and clashing personalities. Final thoughts. Being an integration manager is a balancing act. You need to keep multiple teams on track, handle tricky vendor relationships, and ensure tight deadlines are met, all while respecting everyone's unique perspectives. Traditional authority structures might push you toward either being overly accommodating or overly authoritarian. In my experience, the sweet spot is to adopt the stance of a dependable accountant, neutral, solutions focused, and committed to serving the collective goal. You'll stand on firmer ground, earn respect, and create a healthier environment for everyone involved. And most importantly, you'll be more effective without burning yourself out.